Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. I think we're in summertime here. We're in the high 90s, heading toward the 100s, and any of you who have been in the Phoenix area, you know that the summer here is very serious, and so we are heading that way, but we're grateful to be able to be even in the heat. The sun is shining and the weather's good and people are walking and having fun. But anyway, we're grateful to just be alive this morning. Okay. To all my old listeners, welcome. Welcome back. I appreciate you so much. You know, you guys are the ones that keep me motivated and keep me going and moving in the right direction. So I'm grateful for you under all circumstances that you are actually here this morning, and I really appreciate you for being here this morning. It's a wonderful thing, okay, to have you in tune, and I'm just grateful that you decided to stop by, and for all my new listeners, I'm grateful for you as well, and pray that your day is going well and that you're having a wonderful day, okay? All right. I think there's a little activity going on the switchboard, so if there's any problems out there, I need someone to call me. Switchboard is going a little fickle, but, you know, that happens sometimes as the day goes on. But anyway, we will move forward with technology, and we will bring forth the blessings of Lord Michael for our technical issues. So we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful for all that is. So, boy, today is an interesting day. We have a very interesting topic today and something that I look forward to sharing with you and to be able to bring forth to you. So let's get started with today's show. And first, all of you who know me know that I always open the show with a prayer. And today is no different. We're going to do the same thing this day, okay? So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful Sunday. We thank you, God, for the week that you have allowed us to survive and allowed us to come into this precious space. We are just grateful for you, God, for everything that you do and everything that you bring into our world. So we just give gratitude and thanks for all there is. So I ask you to continually bless us and continue to give us strength to move forward and to do as we need to do in order to bring forth the message that we need to bring forth. God, we know that you are the source of everything that happens on this plane and on this universe, so we are thankful for that. Thank you for you being you, God, and to being in our lives as you are. We come with open hearts and humble, knowing that you are with us, knowing that you're guiding us, and knowing that you're giving us strength. I call upon all those higher beings, all of my archangels, all the ascended masters who come and support the show to come in today to give us network opening and opening the space and opening the spiritual energy to allow this word to go out and be part of the universal energy that goes out. So we say thank you. We are so grateful for all this. And so we come with humble hearts and open minds, knowing today is a wonderful day. We give praise for all those beloved ones who are working out there on the front lines with this pandemic that's going on, and that you keep them safe, keep them wrapped in your white light of protection, keep them moving in the right. And, of course, we pray for all those who are suffering and all those who have been ill with this disease, that this ease, that they will heal and move back to their perfect state of homeostasis in their bodies, and all will be well. So we say thank you, God, for all there is, and ask you to continue to bless us and continue to give us guidance and continue to move us in the way that we need to be moved in order to be able to do what we need to do. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Okay, beloved ones. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today's topic is one that's an interesting thing, and you know, sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to do with these shows until I actually get started or get started writing, you know, and I just open up spirit And I just say, God, all you and none of me. God, all of you and none of me. And give me a topic that I can speak on and something that will help to motivate people, help to bring them into a higher state of consciousness. And that is the primary reason that I do this show, to be able to give you something that you can utilize in your daily life, not just something that sounds good and tickle your brain for the minute, but something you can take away and be able to utilize in your everyday life. And so we pray that this is one of the topics that will help you to move forward in your daily life and help you to be able to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish as you move forward. And we are totally, totally grateful for you this day. Totally grateful that you are here to listen in. Okay? All right, beloved one, let's get started. The topic of the day is the four elements of success. You know, the majority of humans on the planet, they desire to have more success in their lives. I haven't talked to anyone who do not want to be more successful lately. You know, there are some out there that don't, but majority of us want to be more successful. And success is a different thing to different people. To me, success is accomplishment of a worthy goal. So whatever your goal is and you accomplish it, you have made a step towards success. You know, if you have set a concrete goal and you're working toward that goal and you're working to implement that goal and you finally get there, then that is success to me, okay? And like I said, everybody has different ways of describing success. Now, what I found, though, few people know what it takes to be successful in life. You know, because they were never trained. You know, we trained to, you know, just to go to school, maybe go to college, get a good education, go get a job, go to work for someone, and just, you know, and work there for 20, 30 years, and then you retire and get this little pension. And that's what a lot of people think is success. And if that's what one wants to do, I'm not knocking it. That's their form of success, and that's okay to be able to do that. But many of us want to strive even for more. Many of us want to do more. And because they don't have the opportunity or have not presented the opportunity or made the opportunity, they don't go much further in their lives. What you see, now I know people who know all the tools about success. I know people who can tell you about being positive, about setting goals, about driving, about doing all these things they need to do. But they don't do anything with it. They know all the stuff that they need to do, but they won't do it. You do not want to pay the price it takes to be successful. Beloved ones, there is no free lunch in the universe. You have to give something. It does not necessarily mean that you have to give monetarily, but you have to give of something. You have to give your energy, your consciousness, your focus. That's all giving something toward that individual thing. So you have to be focused enough to want to do that. So that means when I say there's no free lunch, I mean you have to give something in order to get something. Nothing is just going to drop in your hands without you doing anything. Now, maybe, you know, if you're lucky, maybe, and something may fall in your hand, but that's usually because there's something else that you have created in your subconscious mind or in your consciousness out there in the universe is waiting to drop in your lap because you've already created it. So it happens. So I'm not saying that we cannot just be totally blessed at any given moment. You can be that. But overall, when you're working towards success, you have to give something. It is true that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And many of you come here with gifts and knowledge from your previous life. You already know a lot of this stuff, but unfortunately, when you came through the birth canal, all of your past experiences got locked out from you. And I think that's a good thing because, you know, for many of you, if you did not understand, you were brought forth of all the things that you did in your previous life, that could not be so good for you. It could really, if you were experiencing every incarnation you had at one time, I think that could be pretty chaotic, beloved one. So we don't want to have to go through that mental process. That's just a little bit too much for you. So it's good thing you blocked and you're learning, you're working in this incarnation to become and do all you need to do. So you, and you must have knowledge and understanding of the laws of the physical plane and which time you are in, you're here. Because when you were here last time, things may have changed. I don't know how long for many of you have gone in your reincarnation cycle, and you're back here again, but possibility things are different than they were when you left the last time, okay? So you have to come back and relearn all over again, okay, how to bring about those things. And in order to do that, you need to know how to tap into God's opulence today, okay? There are four main things that I want to share with you today. And I believe if you are fully open and receptive, you will be able to pick a lot of this up and utilize it in your life. Opulence is consistent in the universe. There is so much opulence going on out there in the universe. It's amazing. I like Captain Ponder. Any of you who may know that there's gold dust in the air, and that's what it is, okay? And it truly is. You can have these things for you. And when I talk to you about prosperity, brother one, get a true understanding that I am not merely talking about just monetary money, okay? Prosperity is having good health, good relationships, you know, all the things that come with the entire life, okay? That's what prosperity is to me, to have all those things encompassed and brought into your life as well. That's a good thing. Well, the four things we're going to talk about today, number one is going to be faith. Can't accomplish nothing without it, beloved ones. You got to have it. Number two is discipline. You got to have enough discipline in your life to control what's going on in your life so you can stay focused and stay on top of it. Number three, you have to control what's coming out of your mouth and what are you thinking in your mind. Very, very important to control what's coming out of your mouth and to control what's going on in your mind. And fourth, we're going to talk about gratitude, which is the linchpin that keeps the prosperity coming and flowing in the matter that you want to flow in. So I'm going to break each one of these subjects down, and we're going to talk about that. By the way, beloved ones, I have a lot of content today, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this whole show based on what the information I have, because I want to take my time and do it. So if that happens, we will just have a part two on next Sunday, okay? So just stay tuned, and we'll get it, because I have some days I sit down to write, and only a few stuff come, but Spirit today just, like, wouldn't stop, just kept coming. So I'm grateful that it has been. That it is what it is. That's okay. The first thing we're going to talk about is faith. Beloved ones, I am follower of Jesus, beloved Jesus, who is now called the Cosmic Christ. I believe that he exists. I believe in all the things he came to. You know, last week we talked about Jesus coming to show us how to make our transition and how to forgive and do all those things. Well, I'm a true believer that Jesus exists and that his power is still as powerful. Matter of fact, he's more powerful now than he was when he was here on planet Earth, because he is part of the cosmic Christ, and he's one of the ascended masters. And so we invited the cosmic Christ in today to be part of our show and to bring forth that energy. Okay? So in Matthew 17:20, he said to them, because of your little faith, truly, I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move here or there, and it will move, and nothing would be impossible for you. Now, brother ones, let's break that down a little bit, because I don't know how many of you know how big a mustard seed is, okay? But a mustard seed itself is about the size of a pinhead, okay? It's that small, and it's a small thing. So Jesus is not saying that we have to be overwhelmingly with faith, but we just have to have just a teeny bit of faith to be able to make things happen, to make it move into, be able to tap into and the power of faith and get it to work for us. Now, Jesus is not talking about a physical mountain, beloved one. I'm sure most of you know that as a parable. Although maybe, hey, I'm not saying anything possible. Maybe Jesus may have been able to do that, had that kind of level of faith that he could move things and change the ocean, redirect the ocean. You know, we've seen God parting the sea. You know, when the Israelites was leaving Egypt. So who knows what could be done with the power of faith. But anyway, we're going to stay a little bit more with the understanding that Jesus is speaking about obstacles, obstacles that are blocking you from moving forward in your life. That's what, when Jesus said the mountain, that's what I'm seeing that he's meaning. And in the parable understanding, we're talking about obstacles that come into your life and slow you down and don't allow you to move forward because you get caught up in these things. These obstacles will block you and slow you down. See, faith has been a challenging thing for mankind for many years. You know, we talk about faith and we want faith, but many of us have no idea how to be faithful and how faith is and how to work with faith. It's the basis of real success, beloved one. You have to have faith in order to have real sustaining success. Okay, you can have success come, and you know, like I said, to me, is a completion of a worthy goal. So you can maybe get to a goal you complete, and that was a level of success. But when you go back to try something else, it's not working because you are not in that state of creating permanent faith in your life, and that's what we want to do. We want to be able to faith. It's one of the key things that about faith that's really important. And I had to learn myself, and I'm, believe it or not that far down the road, really understand that faith is something that we were born with. I had the concept, I don't know about you, I had the concept that faith was something we had to develop and something we had to grow into. But that is not true, beloved one. You came here with faith already in you. That was a gift that God gave you from the time that you were a child, okay? You came in with faith. And let me just show you what I mean when I say you came here with faith. For example, none of you remember, but if you have had children or been exposed around children, you see babies starting to walk or trying to stand up. And what happened when they try to stand up? They keep falling down. They keep falling down. And then they try to walk and they fall down. But guess what? They keep getting back up. They keep getting back up. And what is it that keeps them from keep getting back up and trying again? Oh, faith. So you can see even babies and small children demonstrate faith. Where did they learn that from? No one taught them that. They came into the earth realm with faith already as one of their gifts that they have for being here in this incarnation. So just watch, if you're not sure how faith works, watch babies, watch children, especially when they start the walking and standing process. It will demonstrate to you how faith is already installed in them. Because regardless of how many times they get knocked down, they get back up. How many times they fall, maybe hurt themselves, they get back up. They keep going. That is faith, beloved ones. That is faith, and that is something that we all have. Faith is something that we all need and something that we all came here with. And I truly do believe in that. So we do not have to try to develop faith. We just have to believe in the fact that we do have faith. You see, beloved one, it's not a process you have to go to try to develop it. You just need to be able to believe that you have faith, okay? You can see in these children how they are persistent and keep moving forward. But what happens every time that we have an experience in life and we are not able to manifest or fulfill our desires, we become skeptical, you see? we've stopped believing in our faith because of the fact that we were not able to accomplish that thing which we so desired, then our faith began to dwell to a window. And every time that you set out to do something and you were not successful at doing it, you lost a little bit of your faith. That's how, see, you came with faith, but it's one of them gifts you come in with, but as time goes on, you will either lose it or gain more of it. So every experience that you have and everything that you have that you're not successful about it is having an opportunity where you will diminish your faith. Of course, when you're having opportunities to be successful and to bring into your life what you need, you gain some of your faith back because you see that you can accomplish and you can believe in doing things, okay? So that's how faith works. It really makes a difference. So thank God there is a solution to that problem of you losing your faith. And that is one of them is that you just keep going and keep trying until you gain another level of accomplishment. Your success will begin to come back. And also, beloved one, this is very important. You can begin to really have success in a really strong way, whether it have to go by that step-by-step process, if you begin to understand the God force that's inside of you. If you can accept that God force inside of you and believe in that God force inside of you, that will help you to ascend in your on your faith. See, every human being was given a gift, given more than one gift. But the biggest gift is you were given your I am presence. Your I am presence. That is an expansion of God inside of you. That is, God has put a spark of their DNA inside of you to be able to, that you can carry through. And this is not nothing new, because every incarnation you have had, you have came in with that spark, with that I am presence that's there, beloved one. And you have to really begin to understand that I am presence is there to assist you and to help you to expand and help you to grow. But first you must recognize and you must accept the fact that it exists. And there we go back to belief and faith, right? You have to accept and believe that your I am presence is real. You have to believe in it as much as you believe in your next breath. Beloved ones, how many of you go around every second of the day, every minute of the day, and wonder about your next breath? Wonder whether you're going to have a next breath? Whether your next breath is going to be there when you need it? No, you don't go around thinking about that. You just assume that next breath is going to be there, okay? You take for granted that next breath going there because you've been having it all up to this time, and so it has been a fact that it shows up every second of the day, every moment of the day, you know, all the time that you breathe. I don't know the calculated number of breaths that the average human takes in 60 seconds, but you automatically assume that you're going to be able to have that breath, okay? So you have to get to the point where you can believe your I am presence as much as you believe in your next breath. Yeah, right. So when you get to that level, I am presence is inside of you and assisting you as much as you assume your next breath is, which you don't give a lot of thought to. But and so you have to get to the point where you just know that you know that you know that your I am presence is there with you. And when you begin to accept that and you buy into that, life will begin to shift in a way that you have no idea now of what it could bring about to you, okay? So you must be willing to do that, beloved ones. You must accept that I am present. Because then your faith and everything else will just skyrocket. And it's amazing how much it will do. And I'm just telling you, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that and to have those things going on inside of you, knowing that your I am presence is there for you. So if you want to increase your faith, begin to buy into it, understand that your I am presence is part of you and there to assist you and there to help you, just like it is for the babies. through standing up and walking. You have the faith already. Belief is the key to enhancing your faith, beloved ones, okay? But you got to do it. I know you. So many of us in our fourth quarter of life, and we haven't been taught these things, and we don't know about these things, so we have to really put them in action. But if you believe and go and put in action, it's never too late. As long as you got breath in your body, you can always try something new, okay? So now let's talk about the other thing. Think what you think and what you say. Because what you think and what you say have influence on you like you would never believe. Your everyday small talk that you talk to yourself and say to yourself and think to yourself has helped creating your life. Maybe not immediate life, but it is developing and creating into your conscious mind that eventually goes in your subconscious mind. So every small thought that you have is being recorded according to emotions you're putting with that thought, okay? And every time you're telling someone something or sharing someone something, and when you are allowing that emotion, allowing that thought to have emotion, it becomes recorded. Okay, let me just share with you a few verses in the Bible that I found that is really powerful when it comes down to the power of the tongue and your mouth to be able to speak and say things, okay? In Proverbs 15:1, it says, a gentle answer turns away from wrath. Hard words stir up anger. Okay? Proverbs 15:4, gentle words bring life and health, and a deceitful tongue will crush the spirit. Okay? Proverbs 18:20. Words satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach. The right words on a person's lips brings satisfaction. Okay, what more proof do you need, beloved? It's right there. It's in black and white. What you're saying is affecting your life, okay? So you have to learn to take control of what you're saying. These statements are very, very important statements that we are being affected. Our entire life is being affected based on what we are coming out of our mouths, what we are allowing to come out of our mouths. So what you speak is really setting you up for prosperity, or it is setting you up for poverty. So now you have the choice of what you want to do. So let me make it, of course, like I said earlier, I want to make it very clear to you that when I speak about prosperity, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about all those other aspects of your entire life. You know, man cannot just live on bread alone. And that means that just because you have money, that means that life's going to be so wonderful and so uneventful that you have to not be concerned about anything else. You can't have a complete life if you just got money and nothing else, okay? There's a lot of rich people that are miserable, okay? They're living life, in a very unsatisfied period and not having the satisfaction of being who they are, because money don't necessarily do that for people, okay? There's other things such as your health, relationship, your career, finances, and happiness. All those things count. You can't go around just talking about, about your finances aspect of it, okay? Now, speaking of finances, okay, now some people have some real, they say out of their mouth, and you might can relate to some of these things because you probably heard people say it all the time. People that make statements like, I have such bad luck. I don't have enough money to be able to take care of myself. My luck is so bad, money just seems to come in my hands and just go out of my hands automatically. The old saying, well, a lot of old people were taught you that money don't grow on trees. And that's a lie. It does grow on trees. Money is trees. Okay? But we have a tendency to say things like that that can cause us to cause problems. Okay? So we have to watch how you talk about money, okay? How you speak about money. Money is energy, and money is energy, and the aspect that it makes a difference in how you able to relate to it. Okay, so we need to speak about money in the matter that it is for our highest good. All right, so often we hear people talk about relationships. People would say, the good ones are taken. I cannot have a relationship. I cannot find someone in my life that I feel comfortable with. I feel compatible with, and because someone has taken all the good ones and they're gone, so I will not be able to participate in this thing called love. It was because no one is out there for me to love or for me to be part of. Beloved ones, don't talk like that, okay? Because every time you say something like that, you're pushing away your vibration of having someone to show up in your life, okay? Someone has not showed up in your life a lot of times because, guess what? You are not clear about who you really are or who you really want to show up in your life, because vibrationally, we send out signals to other beings, other spirits, through our vibrations that come into our lives and become part of our lives based on the vibrational attraction. So when you get perfectly aligned with who you are and perfectly aligned of the type of person you want to show up in your life, and you hold that image of that individual, the universe will bring that person into your life, beloved one. That is a fact. You never have to worry about someone not showing up, because when you align yourself with that energy, you will continually bring someone into your life to help you to grow and to expand in your relationship, okay? Now, another thing people have a tendency to say when they are suffering from some type of dis-ease or unconfident about, they would say that something is happening in my body. I'm feeling it, and in many ways I feel bad, and I've been feeling bad for a long time. I'm always feeling bad. I'm always tired. I'm always this or always that, and they constantly put that kind of energy. My body is sluggish. I'm not feeling good. And going to that, if you're not feeling good, then go to the doctor and get it resolved, find out what's going on. Don't keep going around talking about the fact that you are not feeling good, because guess what? You're setting yourself up for more not feeling good opportunities and times to come in your life, okay? So you want to make sure that you are bringing it into your life as you want it, okay? So never, ever claim any disease, my this, my that, you know, don't do it. Even I am guilty of that myself for indulging in wrong speaking based on a health issue that I found myself being challenged with, you know, and I had to catch myself when I found out that that's how I was dealing with that. I had to refocus my wording and what I was thinking about. So I had to come to full understanding that that was not how I was really feeling, but I was allowing myself to go there. See, just like you guys, I have human tendencies, and things don't always work out for me either, regardless of the fact that I teach this stuff. It comes back to make you really have to utilize what you teach. Probably I'm probably being more effective than most people because the fact that I teach it, I have to live it as well. So I caught myself. So now, when those thoughts come about my health challenge, I always use words like, I am perfect. I am perfect health. Every cell, every organ in my body is in perfect order. You know, when you start, if you're not, like I said, when you're having a challenge, and rather than diving into that thoughts of pity and telling everybody about your health, start I'm putting in some positive affirmation to counteract those things. You have to do it. And it's okay to talk to yourself, beloved ones. When you have health challenges, talk to yourself and tell your cells and the organs in your body that they are perfect and that they are aligning and that they are coming in perfect order, okay? Because we have to do that, because if you're not, you will attract more dis-ease in your body. It's powerful. It's powerful stuff I'm telling you about, beloved one. So you have to do that. Now, what I find, again, when people are suffering from in a financial slump, and I just want to go over that part again, because that's what seems that most people are having challenges with these days, especially in this economical time of what's happening with the pandemic, and people are not, you know, the financial flow is not, maybe not the same as it has been. For some people, they're living their best financial days they can be, because they haven't been traveling, they haven't been doing a lot, so they have assets now that they never had before. They have currency now that they never had before. So that's a good thing, okay? So you have to make sure that when you're going through those things, that you simply, if someone says to you, you know, how you doing on the financial level and you're not doing as good as you like to do, just simply say to them, I'm having a little financial challenge right now, but I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And even when you start thinking in your own mind, because your mind is the one you have to convince more than you have to convince other people. And every time the thoughts of lack and limitation come into your mind, you declare, that ain't true. I'm getting better and better every day and every way. Money's just flowing to me. Or you can say, there's gold dust in the air, and it is flowing in my life. Beloved ones, you have to counteract those thoughts that will try to pull you down and get you caught up, because the more of them that come in, the more that it will affect you and the level you do not want to be affected of. So you have to rid yourself of those things, you know. And again, you just have to be willing to do those things and to be able to realign yourself in a way that you want to create what you need to create for yourself and to bring clarity to what you want. So it's so important that you do that, is to stay clear and know what it is that you need to do for yourself. Every one of us finds that words and statements and negative programming is a fact. I mean, you have been programmed in a negative way to be able to, so you create conditions that, not conditions that you consciously want in your life, but they are there because of your negative programs that has already been established in your subconscious mind. So we have to always learn to use positive over negativity, because if you use positive enough, it will counteract the negativity. So let's talk. We're talking about what you're saying out of your mouth. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on inside of your mind, beloved ones, because your mind is a very important part of your existence. Beloved one, everyone has a have an experience in their lives that can be very challenging for them. That's just come with the territory. You see, every one of you who are incarnated came into this life realm with certain things already there. And some of them are challenging, and some of them you have to work through, and some of you have to create. But we want to speak now more about how to live in this incarnation, because this is one you have to be more concerned about. And you have to take care of it. So we're going to talk about the physical mind, how to utilize and tap into that process. In your subconscious mind, there's two components. One of them is the conscious mind, and one of them is the subconscious mind. So, and each one of them play a very significant part in your process, in your thinking process. You see, you have what is called the superconscious mind, the God mind as well. But we're not going to speak about that right now. We're not going to talk about that, because that's a whole nother show in itself. And that can take on, that's really diving deep, because when you connect it with the God mind, which is part of the universal mind, that's a whole nother program. We're talking more about what's happening in your individual life, okay? So we want to be able to stay focused on that and stay connected to that. So we're talking solely about what's showing up for you now. So your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, beloved one, is like a filter, you know, like an air filter. Your subconscious, your conscious mind work in the same direction. Your conscious mind and your subconscious mind work as a team. See, this is a team effort. When you subconscious and your conscious mind, they're a team. And so your subconscious mind your conscious mind is there to be a filter for your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind, its job is to analyze all the data that you, just like a computer, your conscious mind analyzes the data that comes in, all the small talk, all the things you're hearing. It don't embrace it. It analyzes these things. And based on your emotional connection to this thought or wording that you're having, it will determine whether that actually gets deposited into your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind will filter those things out, but when you add emotion to them, that is when they begin to get deposited in your subconscious mind. The thoughts alone will not affect you normally, but when you feel an emotion to that thought, and then regardless of whether it is a positive thought or a negative thought, the conscious mind will say, okay, this person really feels serious about this, so I'm going to give it over now to the subconscious mind to take care of it. So when you add your feelings and emotions to things, beloved one, you have to be very careful for that, because it will eventually get deposited into your subconscious mind, okay? And this data is only allowed because the conscious mind think it is, and especially if you continuously doing something or continuously thinking something, and you're continuously in that vibrational thought, and you're feeling some type of, whether it's joy or whether it's sadness or happiness or whatever it is, that you're bringing an emotional involved in that thought and that action, is whether it will get deposited. Okay? Now, once it's in your subconscious mind, the subconscious mind takes over. Now, let me make it very clear to you, beloved one. Your subconscious mind is in charge. That is the one that rules and controls everything that shows up in your life. What you are experiencing right now, this day, is not based on what your thought was earlier today. What is happening to you, yeah, you may have planned to do some things and you'll do them things, but the core part of you are basing on what has already been deposited in your subconscious mind. That is what's really controlling your day more than what it is that you think you have to do today. Your subconscious mind, your subconscious thoughts that have been previously deposited into your in you are what is really actually controlling how you're going to respond and how your day is going to turn out. Because a lot of those, and when you're having feelings and emotion that triggers another feeling, emotion in your subconscious mind, it brings it out and plays itself out. Okay. So we are really controlled by our subconscious mind. And I just want to let you know that. But the fact that that is there does not mean that you have to live with that. Thank God the Creator has given you free will. And with your free will, you have the ability to control your thoughts and emotions, loved ones. So never think that you are just stuck with having to do anything that you have to do. You have free will to be able to change it. So when your subconscious mind is there, you have to replace that program. You have to replace the program in order to get it to do something different. You either have to replace it, or you have to change it. And for most of us, changing it may not be an option, because you don't know how deep it is and how far it's down inside of your subconscious mind. Now, if you and when these thoughts come, they are not categorized and they are not put in any type of order, so you don't know what it is that's really causing the problem. All you know that you're operating in a certain way is not from a conscious standpoint what you don't want to show up, but what is doing, the subconscious mind is in charge, and you have created these thoughts now that need to be changed in some kind of way. And if you are not willing to seek professional help to be able to change your subconscious mind, then there is professional help out there if you're willing to pay for the service. You can hire a hypnotherapist or a psychologist that will be able to pinpoint your source of what it is that's causing you problems. Now, and I'm not saying that if even with a psychologist or hypnotherapy that this stuff works right away, that they can automatically go in and change it right away and it works. But if you're giving enough time, there has been scientific proof that hypnotherapy works, okay? But you have to be consistent with it, beloved one. And you have to be open and belief in hypnotherapists, belief in yourself to be able to change these programs. Because some of these programs are in your subconscious mind, are there from your time of your early years of your life. Someone has said something or did something that you are still vibrating on inside of your subconscious mind. So these programs have to be changed. And like I said, if you're willing to pay to have the service of a hypnotherapist or psychologist, you can cut through the chase, okay? So if you're not willing to do that, you know, you don't have the financial access to do that or choose not to do that, then guess what? You have to resolve it yourself. And thank God there is ways of resolving it. You didn't just get these thoughts, beloved ones. These things didn't just come into your life. So that means don't think that they're going to intentionally just go away, okay? You have to be willing to work on them and use the due diligence to make sure that you're able to work with it and stay with it until you change it. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a system of affirmations, do positive affirmations, and immerse your mind in positive activity, such as reading positive material or listening to positive material, and you have to do it daily. And thank God for the internet, because there's so much stuff out there now that we can go and listen to. We have a whole library at our disposal that we can go and listen to and just immerse yourself in positive activity and positive reading and spiritual activity, where you can, at this point, you're not trying to reprogram yourself. You're just replacing those thoughts with more powerful thoughts. And the most powerful thought is the thought that will be dominant. So you're in the process of now of doing a replacement with more positive vibrations and more positive vibes to overcome and to compensate for those stuff in there that's negative, that's causing you problems. You want to bring forth new energy, loved one. So you have to be willing to do that. You have to, if not, you will find yourself living in a negative, low vibrational environment, you know. If you're not willing to do the work to help yourself, do not expect someone else going to come and do it for you. If you are content with living at a low vibration and an environment that's not really what you want, but you do it anyway because you won't be take the time to help and change yourself, that's your choice. It's totally your choice because you do have free will and you have the right to live at that life if that's what, how you choose to live. No one's going to make you do anything. No one's going to come take you by your hand and make you more successful and drive you more successful. They're not going to do that. And there's no creator that's going to chastise you for not doing what you need to do because, you know, at some point you're going to get it, whether it's in this lifetime or another 10 or 15 incarnations, you will get it at some point. Okay, beloved one, but I want to be able to give you something that you can help you now to be able to work on at least moving yourself forward. The next thing we're going to talk about is discipline. And this is a big one, beloved one. Discipline is a big one. And if you do not follow through with discipline, you will not accomplish very much in your life, okay? You have to be able to move forward and use discipline in order to get to the next phase or accomplish anything that you so want to accomplish in your life. It don't happen. And it's not that easy for a lot of us to be disciplined, you know, to move forward and do what we need to do. But you have to be willing to be disciplined in order to finish the task. Whatever you set out to do, if you're not disciplined enough and to stick with it and do it, then you will not be able to complete it. You have to be able to it makes all the difference in your life. Now, for example, how many times, or maybe you've heard it, or maybe you've even did it yourself, you may start off with saying, I'm going on a diet. You know, that's a big one that a lot of people like to talk about. I'm going on a diet. I'm going to change my eating habits. I'm going to be more healthy. I'm going to go on a diet, and I'm going to do certain things to make myself better, make myself more happy by, you know, doing these things and losing this weight and getting what you got. And they do it for a couple weeks, maybe a month. They shift and change, and next thing you know, they just walk from away from it and forget about it like they never even started it. Why does that happen? That happens because they don't have the discipline to stay with what it is they need to do in order to be able to do and accomplish what they need to accomplish, okay? So discipline is very, very important, beloved one. And you must do that. I've heard people many times say, well, you know, I'm changing my diet. I'm going to become a vegetarian, or I'm going to become a vegan, and I'm going to do that. And they try it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and then they give up because they can't figure out what to eat or how they're going to eat. And so they don't have the discipline to stick with it and stay with it, okay? It's all about discipline. If you don't have the discipline, beloved one, to do what you need to do, if you're trying to accomplish some kind of school, or you're trying to do something with your life that calls for you to be persistent with it, you have to do your discipline. Because if you don't use discipline, the human mind will always take the easiest route. I don't know why, but we always want to take the easy route to be able to, rather than to challenge it. You need to be able to have more discipline in your life, beloved ones. You know, I myself personally have been a vegetarian since 1973, and it hasn't been easy. It has had challenges, but the fact is that I desired it so much that I just stuck with it and was disciplined, even when other people were around me and were being tempted. Because, you know, at some point, I grew up on the East Coast near the Chesapeake Bay, and I loved crabs, and I must admit that. And so, you know, it was very difficult for me to go in an environment where people were eating crabs and eating these things to be able to not want to indulge and involve myself in this activity. But I knew that I had to have discipline in order to be able to do that. And you too, beloved one, have to have discipline. So, and I have also been meditating since 1976, and I would say 98% of the time I meditate twice a day. There may be a time where I will not do a meditation, maybe in the evening time, very rarely. 98% of the time, over the last 40-some years, I've been pretty consistent with that and doing it, because the fact is I want to do it, and I have developed the discipline to be able to do that, okay? It's all about discipline. Each one of us are different, beloved ones. You cannot judge your discipline based on me, and I can't judge my discipline based on you. But I do know it's a fact that you have to have discipline in order to get to where you want to get to be able to develop what you need to do. You have to have discipline, okay? There's no way around you having any level of success without having discipline. So if you're suffering in your ability to have discipline, I suggest to you that you pray and ask Spirit for help to be able to get you to that next level, to be able to be more disciplined in your life, okay? You have to have Spirit to help you do it. If you can't do it on your own, there is no shame to call and ask for help from your I Am presence and from the God force inside of you to help you to be more disciplined to accomplish what you need to do, okay, beloved one? Now, I just want to give you a little tidbit of what I found for some people who are really suffering from discipline and how you can train, because it's all about training yourself to be disciplined, okay? So I would suggest to you that you would find a time. Usually it's easier when we're getting close to bedtime. That's usually when you know you're going to have time where you're not going to be disrupted and that you have control of your day, okay? And that you would take that individual time to develop a habit of doing something that you enjoy doing. I'm talking about something like reading, writing, meditating, praying. Do something that you enjoy doing it. But the key is to do it every day at the same time. Every day at the same time. That will train you to have discipline, beloved one. It doesn't take much. It takes some effort. It absolutely does take some effort. But you, beloved one, have to be willing to be able to do that. You have to be willing to be able to bring forth that energy, okay? You have to be willing to do that which you need to do to discipline yourself, because your mind is untrained for discipline. That's why you're having problems falling through and accomplishing these things, because of your lack of discipline. So you must do it, beloved one. Train your mind to become more disciplined. Train yourself to be more disciplined, okay? That's what you have to do. And you have to do it to the point where it becomes a habit. It has to become a habit. Me meditating twice a day, it's a habit with me now. It's nothing I really even have to give a lot of thought to. I know that I'm going to do it. And so, and when I don't do it, I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't do it. I missed it. I missed, you know, although I've been doing it for 40 years, if I miss one day out of or a month and a half, I'm like petrified, you know. So because it's a habit, something that you have to do. In order to develop your discipline, you have to develop a habit, okay? And finally, we're going to talk about the final step because we're giving it close here. I got through a lot of the information I didn't know I was able to get through today. Okay, the law of gratitude. When you tap into the law of gratitude, beloved one, you will never stop participating in this law, because gratitude itself is a very powerful process. Gratitude help open up the veil for us to be able to bring into our lives that which we need to bring into our lives. Just by being grateful for what you already have will open up a cycle that will bring about more of what you want. It's something like the universe itself wants to give you more and wants you to be grateful and wants you to be able to have these things. And so it's almost just like the law of giving and receiving. The more you give, the more you receive. You cannot outgive God, beloved one. You cannot outgive God under no circumstances. So gratitude is something that is so, so important to you, okay? Be grateful for where you are in order to be able to get more of what you need for yourself. You have to be grateful for what you already have, okay? And the more that you're grateful for what you have, the more the universe will open the doors to be able to bring forth things to you, okay? So I want you to go back, if you have time, maybe re-listen to the show, because I have to, you know, sort of rush a little bit of this. But listen to the show, and you will find that there will be some things that's very helpful for you, okay? But now, and I'm glad that you stopped by, we want to close out with prayer so we can finish. I didn't realize the time is going fast. There's only 2 minutes left. So let's do prayer, okay, beloved one? And thank you, and implement those things I tried to share with you, please. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for all that you have allowed us to experience this day. We thank you, God, that you are with us and keeping us and allowing us to grow at our rate of spiritual growth, that we open ourselves up and allow ourselves to be aware of our I Am presence, that we accept our I Am presence as we accept the next breath in our bodies. We do not have any doubt that this I Am presence that is inside of us is there. We accept it wholeheartedly. We know we don't even have to give it a second thought, but we know that our I Am presence is there to work with us, help us, and keep us going in a positive direction. So we thank you, God, for placing your spark inside of our physical body, replacing your energy inside of us. We know we are connected to you, just like a wave is connected to the ocean. So we say thank you, God, for allowing that energy to flow into us and be part of us. We just open our hearts up and just allow it to flow, knowing that you are with us, you're guiding us, you're teaching us, you're showing us, and you're bringing us into a higher state of consciousness. So we accept and embrace these things that we need in our lives, and knowing that they're there. We thank you, God, for faith. We thank you, God, for discipline. We thank you, God, for keeping control of our minds and our mouths. We thank you, God. And most of all, we thank you, God, for the ability to be able to be grateful for the things that show up in our lives. And we will open ourselves up for more gratitude, and that we will continue to feel blessed knowing that we are blessed. And we thank you, God. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, loved ones. See you next week. There's no show tomorrow.